Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hollywood leaves us speechless. Pink and Willow, Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly, and all that wild fashion. But who really won the Billboard Music Awards? Then Ben goes all in for J-Lo, the new clue this could be the real deal. And Nick Cannon is reportedly expecting his fourth baby in 6 months. Yep, you heard me right. The BBMAs were lit last night. There were amazing performances, wild makeout sessions, and redemption for the weekend. We're gonna break it all down for you today on Daily Pop. I'm joined by Kim Whitley and Liliana Vasquez, everybody. Now, the billboards proved that the world is back after we've all been stuck at home for the last year. I'm not gonna lie. The people were there, the energy was there. It really did feel like a real award show for the first time.
I was gonna say, because we've had so many, but this one, I agree with you. Watching it from home, watching E's coverage of it, I felt like we were back to pre-pandemic red carpet, and it felt so good just to enjoy it from home. I can only imagine how special it was to be there for it.
Well, it was crazy because, like, you know, I love working at E, but E doesn't know their boundaries. So they're like, get on stage, go back there, go to see where the stars are getting dressed. And I'm like, are you guys sure I can be back here? Because I love to do this. Yeah. But like, are you guys sure? But it was like the first time we actually got all access to something so monumental. And the fans were here for it. I don't know if you guys saw DJ Khaled's performance to open the show. If you have not, go and look at it. It was so electrifying. It's exactly what I needed. Just a little pyro and a little her going off. It was good. Liliana, what was your favorite moment?
The one that gave me goosebumps, and it still gives me goosebumps today, is watching Pink and Willow sing and perform together. I think, like, she is raising such fearless kids.
Yes.
And you can just see that. And first of all, I'm not a mom yet, but like the idea of my child hanging upside down suspended from a ceiling with me would be crazy. So this was amazing. Did you guys see this? Here it is.
That is that. Tell me that the world's been spinning since the beginning. And everything will be
all right. Cover me in sunshine. Oh. I have trouble looking out of the windows here and not getting afraid, much less, you know, okay, spinning around in a circle.
There's no way.
Like two loops and I'm already down.
With a rope?
Yes. Look at that.
You gotta have a harness and everything else on me.
What about you?
Beautiful. You know, I love the whole thing, but my best moment, Machine Gun Kelly.
You nasty. You ain't nothing.
Oh, that black tongue on the bridge. Is it too much?
Go right ahead.
Because I was fascinated at how you can look at the tongue. Oh my God, that is crazy to me. How did it stay on and he kissed her? That's why I was amazed by that.
You want to know what's going on with that tongue.
Uh-huh. That tongue, I mean, just to do something that crazy. and Megan, has she always dressed like that?
No, I think she's always been a little Tatiana. I love Megan Fox because Megan Fox exudes sex to me. Mm-hmm. And anywhere she goes, even if she's at the supermarket, yeah, the woman is sexy. So for me, she doesn't need to go that far and make out with her man on the red carpet because I already know what y'all doing in private, honey. Yeah. I fantasize to it. You good. You ain't got to go that far.
Do you think that's an act or do you think they really live this life?
No, I
don't. I think they're having really good sex.
No, for sure.
Like the best, like some of the best.
Really?
100%.
Yes.
Okay. All right. All right.
Just thought maybe.
Because I think the tongue and the red carpet thing and all that, I think that was just for show because I need everyone to see my black tongue.
No, for sure. That was for sure.
Yeah.
That was for sure. But okay. What's going on between them is not for show. Now, I gotta give a shout out to my boy, The Weeknd. He took home 10 awards last night,
yes,
including the Top Artist Award, totally redeeming himself after being snubbed by the Grammys. Check out his performance for Save Your Tears. The only artist that followed CDC guidelines. Like, Dr. Fauci is probably so proud of what The Weeknd did.
Oh, God.
They're like in an instructional, they're like in a what to do video.
Yes.
This is it right here.
Yes.
Oh, good job.
I'm just so happy he took the face stuff off. Like, I was not happy about the facial plastic surgery. This man is so hot. Mm-hmm. I'm happy I get to see his real face. And he gets to enjoy his time and the win of the Billboard Music Awards.
And thank God he retired the red jacket.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to see that again.
We don't need to see that anymore.
I love
that
was, him. I don't know if I really like that he changed his hair. Yeah, I like the
beginning. You like the long braids?
No, remember, The Weeknd, when he first came out, his hair was kind of funky and crazy.
It's very Basquiat-ish.
Yes. Now he's so cute, though. And I mean, but I was like, I liked him being, really different.
Yeah.
I love The Weeknd.
I do love The Weeknd.
I do. I really had, just to see him, I was happy for him. Of course, after that, I want to wish Ron Isley a happy birthday because then I left and went to his party. It was a lot.
Kim, I'm sorry to tell you, we're on E. No one knows who Ron Isley is.
Ron Isley, the Isley Brothers. People know music, and the Billboards, they're iconic. I got to give a shout out to my friends.
Everyone's like on their phones, like, who is the Ron Isley?
They know him because of R. Kelly.
Oh,
Ben.
Switching gears, Ben Affleck just went across the country for some more time with Jennifer Lopez. Now, we hear he took a red eye to Miami and went straight to Jen's pad. I hope he had some Purell. First of all, can we just point out how relaxed and how, I don't give a F about anything J-Lo looks?
Can I tell you something about Puerto Ricans?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me just tell you. So Puerto Ricans, Mexicans, we have these things called batas.
Uh-huh.
It's like a house dress.
Yes.
That's what we call them, right? Like we walk around in our bata when people aren't around to see us, judge us. It's like how we're our most comfortable. I'm about to start only wearing batas as I enter 8 and 9 months of pregnancy. My mom wears this. J-Lo?
Yeah.
She's in her bata, y'all. She is like in her house, like no bra,
Real hair
thrown back. I mean, this to me is incredible. When I saw her, I was like, damn. She's not even wearing a bra.
No, doesn't even care. For what?
Doesn't care. Exactly.
I love it.
She's what?
How do those photographers get those pictures like that?
Because they're paps. They get paid to get those photos.
You know, everybody's been pointing out how relaxed she's looked, even more relaxed than when she was with Alex. And everyone thinks that it's because they were putting on this air that they were like couples goals and they were a power couple. And I think that is kind of right. But I also think when there is no ring involved in a relationship, I feel like the ring adds pressure. It changes everything. And I say that because I listened to Oprah talk about how she and Stepman got engaged in the late 80s, early 90s, and the wedding, putting on the wedding was a pressure. The invite list was a pressure. And at some point, they couldn't have the wedding that they wanted, so they put it off and then realized that their relationship was better without that thing hanging over them.
Wow.
And I think that's what kind of is happening right now with J-Lo and Ben. There's no ring, there's no pressure, there's no expectation. This is fun. This is, hey, we're gonna have sex and I'm gonna walk outside in this bata.
And Ben, bata.
Bata.
Wait a minute.
Bata.
No one is going to mention that she just broke up and got out of a relationship. Of course, there's no
Who
ring.
Who cares?
This is a rebound. This is them.
This is the best kind of rebound.
I'm happy for, but a ring? No, it's too soon. Everyone, they would roll the bus over her.
For sure, but that's what I'm saying. She gonna get, by the way, she gonna get that ring by February. Let's be real. He got that pink diamond.
He's got 6 months.
Yeah, no, no. He's got that pink diamond waiting safe somewhere. He's gonna hand it back to her.
No, Justin, no. No, I'm sorry.
No.
You know nothing about J-Lo if you think she's gonna take a recycled ring.
She's taking a recycled diamond.
Don't give me a recycled diamond.
Am I wrong?
You can't.
The woman just debuted her Versace dress after 20 years on the runway in Milan.
That's
she
different.
Likes the reboot.
Nobody needs to reboot an old diamond engagement ring when you have as much money as Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez. You better go to Harry Winston and get me a brand new diamond, bigger.
Hold on.
Wait.
You're telling me that if your husband came with the Burton diamond that Elizabeth Taylor wore,
that's different.
You wouldn't wear it.
That's vintage. It's vintage.
Jennifer Lopez pink diamond ring was the first ever color engagement ring that everybody was freaking out over.
Right, so but you can't redo it.
No,
you can't
it's
come
cursed.
Back with that chance to come back with
that has bad juju in that diamond.
Better. No.
Yes, they called off the wedding.
They're not getting engaged. They're not getting married. This is a wrap. This is a long booty call until A-Rod comes back.
Oh, No. A-Rod has moved on per his IG story.
What?
Oh, my God. That's
did
later
he post,
in the show.
Did he post me in him?
That is
it's
later
coming
in the show.
Up.
Oh, Lord.
Coming up. A-Rod makes a big announcement.
Yeah, he does.
Is it a response to J-Lo and Ben's reunion? And Kim should probably read the rundown.
Look, let me explain something to you. Sometimes the A's throw me, okay?
I'm in the T's, Kim.
Okay, sorry.
Plus, Nick Cannon is the most fertile man in the world. Hear about how he is gunning to break a Guinness World Record laying down. That's all coming up.
Y'all are so shady today.
No,
That is so shady.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
We are back with a little pop of love. And when I say pop, I'm talking about all of Nick Cannon's baby mamas. Now, you guys, Nick is reportedly expecting his fourth baby in only 6 months. Now, listen closely and get your calculators out. He's got twins on the way with DJ Abby De La Rosa. He's got a second baby with Brittany Bell that was just born 5 months ago. Tom, keep that going. And now model Alicia Scott is reportedly pregnant with another baby, which would make him a father of seven. Now, Alyssa seemingly confirmed the pregnancy news over the weekend on Instagram, but has now deleted the pics. First of all, first thoughts, Kim. I see you.
Chlamydia. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't know why that came out. I'm like, what?
I know why it came up.
I'm like, what? You're not protecting yourself. You're just out there willy-nilly. It's that turban. Nick, I done told you about that turban. The turban has made you go crazy. You are just doing it. Doing it. And ain't done it with me. Oh, sorry.
And you would do it.
Let me tell you something. I like Nick Cannon, and he's sexy. But wait, no one is talking about his children with Mariah.
Yeah,
are we getting those children?
No,
yes.
We added them in. That's
you
seven.
Added them in. Okay, yeah. I was going to say that.
I did the calculation.
But I wonder how she's even feeling about this. Like, hey, what are you doing?
She doesn't care.
I feel like, to be honest, I feel like no one is jilted in this situation because Nick is probably upfront with them with the way he is.
Oh, no. He's not. One of the moms found out that they were no longer together because one of his other baby mamas made an announcement on Instagram.
Ooh.
So I don't know how upfront he's actually being when you break the news to baby mama number two that you have babies on the way with baby mama number three.
But you know what? Let's go back to the turban. I get it. No, I'm telling you. He forgets he is in the United States and we don't really do it like that. He is living, you know, back in the day, probably an African king.
Yes.
You know, he's calling on the ancestors. Yes. And they have many wives and many children. So we can't be mad at them.
As long as all of those children and women are well taken care of.
Oh, he's going to do that.
I'm not worried about the money. I'm more worried about...
What are you worried about? His time?
No, if I'm pregnant with somebody's baby, I want to... I mean, that's a special time for me. Imagine if Patrick was having another baby with another one of his wives.
Let's not even bring my husband's name into this conversation. No. Let's just keep him out of the
Let's
seven babies.
Let's get Patrick out of there.
My water will break now.
100%, but I remember when Ciara was going through the same thing with Future. Yeah. Like, do you think I want to push a baby out of me knowing that somebody else is
Well, now let me say, if there has been a conversation and you talk about it and I'm that guy and you've been up front and said, you know what, I like to spread my seed like I'm watering, you know, the grass and growing a garden or whatever, but everyone's okay with it, then the women become friends. It's true.
My sister wife over here. I'm not trying to get a check from TLC. Cool.
But that's what I'm telling you. That's what probably is doing, except for the one maybe that didn't find that found out.
I think you're absolutely right. I have another question for you guys. Mm-hmm. If your man apologized to you publicly for messing around with somebody else, would you forgive him? Because Malik Beasley is trying to patch things up with his estranged wife after his very public fling with Larsa Pippen. He shared this sweet family photo on the gram and wrote, "I want to say sorry for putting you in the situation you were put in the last few months. My head wasn't where it was supposed to be. I was looking for more when it was right here that whole time." He goes on to say, he is not the type to set up pictures at the mall and ish, referring to the photos of himself with Larsa Pippen. Now, we talked about this story for about a month on this show. Could you forgive this guy for that?
I can't forgive him for that sweatsuit he has on in the mall. So
unforgivable.
That's unforgivable.
I will say this sounded like a real apology. And I often make fun of celebrities when they let their publicists type the apologies and it just sounds so fabricated. But for me, looking at a man who's 24 years old, in the NBA, married before he was 22 years old with a child,
crazy.
That man is gonna wild out at some point. That midlife crisis is gonna come quicker than you expect. And I always tell this to people. I used to work for a wedding planner. And she would tell me all the time, you can tell if a man is really into the wedding if you take this man to the cake tasting and he sounds like this, whatever, I don't care. Like, if a man doesn't even get excited about the cake tasting, you probably need to pull your wedding plans because he's probably too young.
Wow.
Now, do you think that the public apology was done because he felt like he wanted to publicly acknowledge her? Or do you think she was like, if you even want one shot at making this family work, you need to grovel, apologize, and make sure the world knows that you were wrong in this to me. Like, did she ask for it, or did he just voluntarily put it out there?
It was probably because you embarrassed me publicly, you need to apologize publicly.
That's a great point.
I don't like men that embarrass me publicly and then come privately and apologize. No.
Do it publicly.
Matter of fact, get you a hot air balloon, put a sign, I want an airplane. I want all of that. Matter of fact, call TMZ and tell them you have something to say.
For sure. I will say, the guy didn't really do anything wrong. They were separated. He had filed for divorce. He wanted to move on. So it's not like, you know, she had cheated on her and she found out on TMZ. Yes, she might have found out about this weird ass set up relationship on TMZ, but I don't think he did anything wrong. But I think for her, she was like, as you said, you embarrassed me publicly. Yes. Now apologize publicly.
Absolutely.
For sure.
I don't know. I just, Larsa Pippen, when I found out how old she was and compared how old he was, I was like, there is still hope. You'd be an NBA player. I see you got to get him young. You can't get a seasoned NBA player. Get a young one.
22 to 25.
Don't know no better. But the problem is me and his mama going to be the same age. That's,
right.
And so they're going to be good.
No, the real problem is I've seen you walk in heels. Try running after an NBA player in some stilettos.
Oh, no. But this age, you don't run after them.
No, they're going to be running after
You don't run after them. You just sit there like a queen and just say, oh, you're so good at that basketball thing that ball.
Shut up. Oh, my God, you're such a fool. Coming up, the fashion hits and misses from the Billboard Music Awards. We're breaking it all down next. You would never date an NBA player.
Yes, she would.
No, she wouldn't.
I have.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's been 10 years since Lady Gaga gave the gays life with that single. And yesterday, West Hollywood gave her hers. They declared it Born This Way Day and gave her a key to the city she already owned. I mean, come on. Ow. The woman is West Hollywood. Let's move on to all the fierce fashion at last night's Billboard Awards. Liliana, who do you have first up? Natella Estrada.
Ooh, okay. One of my favorite Hollywood couples, Priyanka, y'all, came to show some love for her man, Nick Jonas, who, by the way, did an incredible job both hosting and performing. Here she is in this gorgeous nude dress. It is completely see-through. See, right there? That is what I call see-through. It also had a plunging neckline. You can't really see it here. And then she had this beautiful gold belt. This is actually from the Dolce & Gabbana archives. It's from the 2007 show. They remade it just for her. And then Nick, of course, in this beautiful Kelly green Fendi suit. I'm gonna show you my favorite part of it is this, because it's not a traditional suit jacket. It's like a cropped trench coat. What do we think of them individually? And what do we think of them as a couple?
Individually, I love both looks. And I think as a couple, they really go together because we've seen them at past award shows where they look both fabulous, but they never look like they go together. So tonight for the Billboard Music Awards, I felt like they were really cohesive. Like they worked with the same stylist.
You really feel that way?
Yes.
The green and the gold.
Yes,
okay.
Pretty well.
Wait, Kim, you don't agree?
I don't like the two different fabrics. I don't think they go together.
This is Kim's reaction.
I love them individually. I don't think they go together as a couple.
You like a matchy-matchy couple?
I like a matchy-matchy couple.
You do? It's
yes.
Too prommy for me. It's a little prom. Okay.
I like the prom.
Okay, next up, you guys, last night, the most popular color on the red carpet had to be pink. Pink, the singer, actually wore this beautiful flowy pink dress, while Alicia Keys opted for a three-piece outfit from Valentino. So I really love this because I think what makes it different is instead of doing a dress, she did the crop top, she did the pants, she did the damn coat, which, by the way, does that remind you of anybody's Golden Globes coat from 2019?
Lady Gaga.
Exactly.
And it was the same designer.
Same designer. Exactly. They just did it in pink for Alicia for this carpet. But between these two, do y'all have a favorite? I'm trying to like give y'all favorites. But.
No. My favorite is I love Alicia Keys because Alicia Keys has always been herself and she's always kept her own flavor and her own flair in her fashion. So yes, she's giving me fashion. She's giving me red carpet, but she's still herself and it's effortless. So I'm going with Alicia Keys.
Okay. So this is a Justin checkmark. Kim, yes.
You know what? I love pink. I love the flowy dress. But I like Alicia Keys' coat. That's why I love the coat. I would have that on with nothing on the carpet.
Just naked.
She loves a comfort blanket.
Okay, yes. So does this mean that I get to be the tiebreaker?
Yes.
No, I don't. I actually lose because this, to me, is perfection. She's having such a moment. I also love seeing her in something so flowy and feminine and ethereal. I don't know. I'm in love with pink. So pink
love
wins
her.
It for me.
Yes, I love
pink. Takes the pink.
Yes.
All right, we also got to talk about the man who I think won the night last night. I don't know if you guys saw this, but Justin Sylvester in a floral mosquito suit. I am sorry,
oh
styled, of course, by Robert
yes.
Cardenas. Okay, Justin, give us all the details. I need to know, first of all, I need to know about this situation. Was it waxed? I need to know about this situation. Was it snatched? And I need to know about the fact that there are no socks.
There were no socks. You know, it was hot outside last night, so I just tried to keep some of the breeze in. You know, Moschino made this for me personally. He went through it and really custom made me something because he knew I'm a plant gay. So he wanted to give me something to wear on the red carpet that would reflect that. At the same time, I wanted to go 70s porn moment, so I kept the shirt open, kept it easy, kept it breezy.
Nice.
And, you know, we just wanted to play with it a little bit. And
Look at this face! This face is glistening because
we had no hair and makeup on the red carpet. So, yes, I am sweating because it was 92 degrees yesterday.
Wow.
I'm happy you guys liked it.
You rocked it, man. I love it. I love this. Okay, we have time just for one more, so we'll do this really quickly. Doja Cat, she went bold in black and white. It was this kind of striped bra top here with that big turquoise choker, pants as well. This one is getting mixed reviews on Twitter.
Love.
Do we love it?
Beetlejuice is
okay,
my favorite movie.
Or do we hate it?
Beetlejuice is my favorite movie, and anybody who's taken inspo from Beetlejuice wins for me. I loved it. It was perfect. It was her age. It was the BBMAs. Yes. She went there.
Okay, Kim, your face is questioning Beetlejuice.
The Beetlejuice threw me off, but I mean, I absolutely love the bell-bottom pants. I love those sleeves. The top, I couldn't wear anything like that because it would be down on my waistline. But I think that, you know, I love that she put the hairstyle with this crazy outfit.
Especially
when you say Beetlejuice, it looks like a beetle. It looks like she went straight beetle look.
Honestly, I agree with you, Justin. I love this. I wouldn't like it anywhere else, but on this red carpet, this is how you show up. You're an artist, you're an individual, you're independent, you're creative. I love this, and she can do no wrong for me right now.
I love it, you guys. Still ahead, the star who says she will wear whatever she wants on that ring finger, man or no man. Plus, we're trying eye yoga. Did I read that right? I think I did. You don't want to miss this eye yoga. Eye yoga. Now, I thought people were crazy when they were doing goat yoga, but today we're trying eye yoga. Here to tell us more is celebrity holistic health coach, Kaya Webb, everybody. First of all, let me just ask you, people pay for this?
You know what? You don't even have to pay for it. It's that easy. And it's not as crazy as goat yoga.
Okay, I will say, I find that now we're staring more at our screens and my eyes are a little bit more strained because of the blue light and the amount of time I spend on it. So maybe this could help.
Absolutely. We spend over 3 hours a day on our phones, the average American.
Okay, because mine said 7.
You know, wow, see, you're over, right? Mm-hmm. So that is 45 days a year on our phone. So that can cause eye strain, that can cause headache, it can cause dry eyes, blurred vision, all the things. So just 1 minute of eye yoga a day or after 30 minutes on your screen can help relieve some of that tension.
Well, show us that downward pupil.
All right, not downward pupil. Okay, so close your eyes with me.
Okay.
Close your eyes, take a deep inhale, and exhale, sigh it out. And now just look down, all the way down, as far as you can down. Feel all the stress and tension leaving your eyes. And now look to the right, as far as you can to the right, keeping the eyes closed. Give them a chance to relax, to rest.
It's hard for me to keep my eyes closed.
I know, your eyes are shaking, go with me and then look up. And it's hard because your eyes might be shaking from the coffee, from the tension, from the stress, but this is a moment.
Everybody try this at home because
I can feel it.
Okay.
Look to the left, as far as you can to the left. I know you feel the muscles in your eyes.
Uh-huh.
So we don't have muscles in our ears, but we have muscles in our eyes so we can work them out.
Am I supposed to feel them straining to the left?
Yes.
Sometimes I feel like I'm not really even looking left. It's like hard for me to tell. Do they move the same with my eyes closed as they do with my eyes open?
Similar.
This is hard. Okay, because I see things.
You've got
bright lights and animals going by.
What psychedelics did you take this morning?
How many gummies did you have before you walked on set?
Start to rub your hands together. Okay. This is cultivating your energy. Rub them together,
like this.
Yeah, rub them together.
Eyes closed.
Now, with your eyes closed, now put your fingertips, just your fingertips, gently on the top of your eyelids. Eyes are still closed. Don't mess up your lashes. Don't take them off. Just gently massage. You have to take your glasses off. Just gently And then look left and right, right and left. As you're massaging your eyes, feel how good that feels.
Let me ask you a question. How often should you be doing this? Like, how many times a day and how long?
Every time you're on your phone or computer for over 30 minutes. Okay, now relax your hands down, blink your eyes open.
Right, wait, relax your... Wait, what?
You're done.
That's it.
That was it.
Can my son do this? He's 10. Can
absolutely. You, anyone.
To help them, because they're always on the... He's always, you know, use the screen and...
Absolutely. After 30 minutes on your phone or your tablet, you should do just a little bit of eye yoga. I do it when I wake up in
the
morning.
What does this do?
So this relieves eye strain. You know sometimes you have the dry eye and we go for all the drops.
Yes.
Those are artificial tears. So your body stops producing tears, so your eyes get drier and drier, redder and redder over time. Oh. But just hydrating, doing eye yoga and hydrating again, it's going to hydrate your body. We're 75% water, so we need to hydrate so our body can be
and
efficient.
And by rubbing, it hydrates?
It hydrates
what,
it.
What about my eyesight? Is this going to help my eyesight?
It definitely...
I'm losing my eyesight.
Oh, really? It definitely can't hurt. Huh? It's actually going to make it better.
Hey, it does help.
It
will
does
it?
Help.
I don't have, I don't have to get LASIK again?
I don't know, because I had LASIK. I can't, you know, I can't perform miracles, but it will relax.
My eye instructor, yoga eyeball lady, go have LASIK.
Yes, LASIK is great.
I heard that this helps with under eye circles, and I use like a pound of concealer every morning to cover this up.
Ooh.
How does it help diminish under eye circles or darkness under your eyes?
Because like any muscle in the body, the more that you work it out regularly, the healthier it is, the more taut the muscle. So you working it out instead of just stretching it and we put makeup on and all these products is actually going to have it be healthier without putting things on top of it.
Okay, wow. I'm kind of feeling this already.
I
heard Paul McCartney is like obsessed with this whole discipline and speaks regularly about it.
And just think about it, you're increasing blood flow to the area. Let's think about every part of the body.
Uh-huh.
When you increase blood flow to the area, it's good, right?
All right.
You got me. See, I got you right. Now you're going to do eye yoga.
I thought you had to say, I'm in.
I'm yoga and eye yoga at the same time?
No, because you need your hands.
Oh. You could do it at the end in the Shavasana.
You could do that.
You're on the right track. You can do it in the beginning, but you don't even have to have a yoga practice to practice eye yoga. You don't need clothes or a mat. All you do is close your eyes and breathe as you move your eyes around, and your eyeballs are massaging on the back of your eyelids.
Thank you.
I love this. To learn more about holistic health, pick up a copy of Koya's book, Let Your Fears Make You Fierce. And check out her podcast, Get Loved Up. I'm going to check that out for sure.
Yeah.
Coming up, Van Jones opens up about Kim Kardashian, and Selma Hayek reveals a huge movie secret. You don't want to miss this.
Welcome back. Let's get right into the Hollywood Minute. As J-Lo and Ben Affleck reunite in Miami, Alex Rodriguez seems to be moving on. Alex shared this message on his IG stories. He doesn't mention J-Lo, but does say, "I am about to step into a new beginning in my life. Anything that doesn't serve me is clearing out of my life." CNN's Van Jones is praising lawyer in training Kim Kardashian on today's Ellen. Kim's been an apprentice at his organization, and he says she has what it takes to be a great lawyer.
She's doing amazing. I mean, I think she has used her platform to help people behind bars. When she got a taste of what she could do using her platform, using her brain, you know, she hasn't let up. So I think she's going to be an unbelievable attorney, and she's already, one of the best advocates that we have in criminal justice.
Love that. And Mindy Kaling has a message for the ring finger watchers. She tweeted, "Normalize unmarried women wearing rings on their ring finger without a hubbub." All right, guys, what do y'all think about that?
I'm pretty sure Kim's wearing a ring on that finger right now.
Oh, me?
As she types to her DL booty
call. I was trying to, slide into somebody's DM.
I think it's okay to wear it. I honestly wear it. A dating coach once told me, wear a ring on that finger because people like to hit on married men.
Yeah. I have a friend who wears a big diamond on her hand. I was like, what are you doing? You're cutting off. She says, well, it brings the good one, the bad ones, but it brings good ones. I was like, what? It's a
weird mental thing.
People it definitely doesn't keep people away.
No.
Like rings do not, that's the thing, rings do nothing. Like, all those people that are like, my husband always wears his wedding ring. I'm like, that never stopped anybody
before
cheating.
Right?
It does stop me. If I see a man with a ring on, I'll start flirting and he'll have his hand in his pocket. And then I'm like, yeah. And then he brings it on. I'm like, oh, let me go get some water.
You make sure you get the drink first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, the first trailer for Eternals dropped moments ago. It stars Angelina Jolie, Gemma Chan, and Selma Hayek, to name a few. And Selma just revealed that Marvel didn't let her read the script until after she signed her life away to the movie. Selma told Variety, "I was terrified. They tell you you're going to be in this movie, but they can't give you a script, and you have to sign the contract. You have to negotiate and sign the contract, and you cannot tell anyone."
Ooh.
First of all, Marvel gives you a lot of reasons to sign that contract and not to tell anybody. Mm-hmm. Kim, have you ever signed on for a project without seeing a script?
Yes. You sign on for several reasons. The director, the project. But you want to see a script because I've done that and it's not been good. Sometimes you sign on, you have to ask questions like, is there any nudity? Is there something my child will be embarrassed about? Because there's certain things you don't want to do. And so you have to ask, they said, I'm going to sign this.
Yeah.
But you have to promise me certain things. There's no way that you, because I have done that. I'm like, oh, I'll do it. And then I haven't read the script. And then it's been bad. It's been bad. Like, you'll be a prostitute, and you weren't really expecting that character to go that way. Just certain things. You had to say certain things. I was like, I don't want to say that.
But do you feel empowered in yourself to step on a stage and say that, you know, back then, whenever you were just starting out, could you say, I don't want to play this role, or I can't say that? Or did you just go with the flow because?
I went with the flow because, you know, you're young, you're there, you're trusting. You don't know everything. Now you have to say, and Selma, but it's Marvel. It's huge. So she's probably like, yeah, I'll take it. Hoping that they, and trusting that all their movies pretty much have you in a good light.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that it's not something crazy because you'll have a stunt double, someone to do the crazy things and stuff that she can do.
All I want for my birthday is to play Prostitute number 4 on Law and Order SVU. That's all I want.
That one usually ends up dead.
That's all I
prostitute
want.
Prostitute number 2 usually alive, 4 is usually dead.
I want to die on SVU.
Oh, yeah, we're going to rent that. That is true. I used to only want to be a Klingon, and I asked J.J. Abrams, I remember, I was like, please just let me be a Klingon. Please, just, I just want to be up there. And it never happened.
Never happened. There's still some time. Reboots are happening. Coming up next, Lil Nas splits his pants on live TV. How would you handle this? Plus, Brad Pitt shirtless. Happy Monday to y'all. Brad Pitt shirtless, y'all.
Why didn't we read that story?
You, sir. Yeah, you do the honors. Take that cash you put in that bag right there. You got an amazing story to tell your friends. If not, well, you got a tag on your toe. You decide. Simple as that. Then I just slip on out and get the hell out of Dodge, yeah.
It's been 30 years since Brad Pitt showed up shirtless in Thelma and Louise and became an instant star. The Girl Power Classic starring Gina Davis and Susan Sarandon came back in 1991. I love that we are celebrating 30 years of the Girl Power film, but we started with Brad Pitt shirtless.
Yep, I noticed that too. That's okay. That's okay.
Oh my God.
I love it. He looks like a baby.
He has a baby chest.
He has a baby chest. Yes, he does. Like, it's like a little tiny chest. You're like, oh, we should be looking at that. He's too young.
He's too young.
He's so hot.
He's beyond hot.
That is crazy.
Wait, so how old was he when he made this movie then? He's probably in his
20s. 13.
Then you really should not be looking at it.
You better take this picture down.
Take it down.
No, he must have been in his very early 20s, right?
Oh my gosh, good for him.
Yeah.
Abs.
For him. Can we talk about somebody else who was too hot for TV last night? Lil Nas X, who had a wardrobe malfunction, and it happened during his performance on Saturday Night Live. You guys, watch closely.
It's a whole lot of money.
You know what? God was like, not today, Satan, because he thought he was going to go on SNL and have his Tatiana moment and be Cardi B at the Grammys and take his clothes off. And God was like, not today.
Oh,
not today.
Look at his face.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
He's so cute.
But doesn't that happen to you guys all the time where you feel like you're going to be like, tonight's my night. It's going to happen. And then the universe humbles the
100%.
Out of you.
Because he didn't practice in that outfit. That fabric was not giving. It was not going to give as much.
Or he put a little too much into it. Like, he, like, you know, in dress rehearsals, you kind of give it like half effort.
Right.
You don't like get all in there. And when he was performing, he's like, popped. I'm giving it all. And it just went, oh, there it is.
And you know, his mama was like, uh-huh. Because the problem is, how do you finish that? You have to still finish the routine and the song.
No, you got to keep it going.
But and he should have just kept going once it did and just went ahead with it. Whatever. If it comes out, it comes out.
It comes out.
You're a professional. Remember when Michelle fell and they just kept on going?
Oh, 100%.
Like, Beyonce just stepped over her.
Yeah. Oh, no, wait, 100%.
Like, we just keep it moving.
Gotta keep it moving.
And by the way, nothing was going to pop out, Kim. His name ain't Big Nas X. It's Lil Nas X. Okay, boom. So we are fine. And I just want to say,
it is little
Janet ran so Lil Nas X can walk. You chew on that on a Monday morning. After the break, Drew Barrymore accidentally sends a racy text to a stranger. What happened afterwards will surprise you. Stay with us. Lil Nas ain't got nothing popping out, honey. Let's go. All right, Drew Barrymore's embarrassing moment number 126 kicks off today's Dear Daily Pop. Now, she tried to send a racy text to her best friend Cameron Diaz, I don't know why, and it ended up in the wrong hands.
I sent her a video of me getting dressed, and I sent it, it turns out, to a 16-year-old boy named Matthew. He then wrote me back and was like, I have your video, but I promise I won't, like, put it out anywhere.
So if my best friend Kim Whitley sends me a video of herself getting dressed, I'm like, what the hell are you doing?
No. Sherry Shepherd does it all the time.
Just to
I don't know.
Yo,
she FaceTimes me naked. I'm like, what's wrong with you? I was like, well, and sometimes she don't have a wig on. I mean, it's just a mess. I was like, what are you doing? She can't help herself.
That means your best friends.
That means your best friends.
If a woman shows you herself with her wig off, or if somebody picks up a FaceTime in the bed like this.
Oh, that's
like
me.
With the triple chin.
Or underneath. I do it all the time.
Have you guys ever accidentally texted the wrong person?
All the time.
Something racy.
Not racy, but something really rude.
Wrong.
Ooh. Like, really, and they're like, oh, didn't know you had that in you. Right. Like, that kind of thing.
Ooh. Yeah, or the wrong man, because you were texting both of them at the same time.
Oops. Oh.
I've done that.
It happens.
And ended up in a 3-year relationship I didn't want to be in. Those you up text messages will get you stuck in that you don't want to be in. So before you take the Ambien, send the you up text
first. Oh, yeah, you don't want, imagine sending my daddy the wrong picture.
Sorry, that's horrific.
Sorry, Daddy, about that.
Y'all still in therapy over that one.
Yeah, me and Daddy still talking about it.
All right, I have another question for you guys. If you didn't absolutely love your wedding the first time, would you do it again? One bride posted on Reddit that even though all of her guests thought her wedding was the bomb and they talked about it for weeks and it was goals, she felt like it was a disaster and wants a redo. What do you guys think? Is it okay to redo your wedding?
I think it depends on how much time has passed since the first wedding. So my wedding was a disaster. I discovered that I was allergic to shellfish.
On your wedding day?
My wedding.
Discovered.
Yes. Have you seen Hitch?
Hold on. Your type A personality just figured out at that moment,
yes,
after 20-something years of living, that you were allergic to shellfish?
What happened is I was obviously a little stressed, mm-hmm, and I was trying to control everything. And so my body already had like a natural allergen. It had just never actually been activated. And I had shrimp as my entree. And within 20 minutes, I was literally covered in hives from head to toe.
Which is
my wedding night. And I had to take like 3 Benadryl, like knocked me out. It was bad.
No, this is amazing because usually a bride doesn't even get to eat at her wedding.
Oh no, I was eating.
Okay.
I paid a lot of money for that food. I was eating.
Remember that story we just talked about at Lil Nas X? And I said, God waits for the time where you think you're gonna be the bombest and you're gonna be the baddest, and then he takes a swipe and humbles your ass because you were being a bridezilla and making everybody do your bidding.
Bridezilla.
It was really bad.
So you need a redo.
I think I need a redo. We did like kind of a mini redo for our 10-year anniversary, but it was just him and I. We didn't invite people. I would never ask people to come again or fly internationally or give us a gift. gift. I think that's super tacky.
First of all, she throws in internationally. Like, I got friends internationally.
Yeah. She said it very internationally.
She did. We just got friends down the street. Right? They can come over. Yes.
They can ride their bike over. No. So I would be okay with that, but I don't think that you can ask people to attend again, pay to come, give you a gift.
Right.
I think if you've been married for 10 plus years, have another wedding. If you've been married for 2 years and you want to redo it, that's too much.
Sure.
Too much.
Well, you guys, we are out of time for today, but tomorrow I have Taraji P. Henson here, and we also have interviews with Kelly Clarkson, Blake Shelton, Nick Jonas, John Legend. God, we are really bringing it to you. Yes. Don't forget to set your DVRs. Watch Nightly Pop tonight at 11:30, and we'll be back every day at 11 on E! You know it gets crazy here. The door is closed.
Bye.
God just swiped at your aunt.